The United Nations Secretary General is warning the violence against Myanmar's Rohingya Muslims could spread and threaten 250,000 people with displacement. Antonio Guterres made the comments at the UN Security Council, which is holding its first public meeting on Myanmar in 8 years. He's described the violence as creating the world's fastest developing refugee emergency and as being a humanitarian and human rights nightmare. Myanmar has invited the Secretary General to visit the country, but international aid groups are calling for immediate access to the worst affected areas of Rakhine State, where hundreds of thousands remain cut off from food, shelter and medical care. Bunny Porter reports.
It's just the latest sign of the desperation of people fleeing the violence. Police in Bangladesh say they've recovered the bodies of 14 people, including 9 children, after their boat sank in heavy seas. The International Organization for Migration says there had been about 100 people on the boat when it capsized as the captain tried to anchor it close to the shore. In New York, the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has urged Myanmar to immediately end all military operations against the Rohingyas.
The current crisis has steadily deteriorated since the August 25 attacks by the Arakan Rohingya Salvation Army on the Myanmar security forces. I repeat my condemnation of those attacks today. Since then, the situation has spiraled into the world's fastest developing refugee emergency and a humanitarian and human rights nightmare.
The US ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, has gone further. And at the same time, she's given another serve to Myanmar's democracy leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, who's been criticised for not doing enough to stop the violence.
We cannot be afraid to call the actions of the Burmese authorities what they appear to be: a brutal, sustained campaign to cleanse the country of an ethnic minority. And it should shame senior Burmese leaders who have sacrificed so much for an open, democratic Burma.
But that description of the violence has again been rejected by Myanmar, this time via the National Security Advisor, U Thang Thun.
I wish to stress there is no ethnic cleansing and no genocide in Myanmar. Ethnic cleansing and genocide are serious charges and they should not be used lightly. It would be a sad commentary of our times if we allowed emotions to cloud our view and assert that what is happening in Rakhine is ethnic cleansing without first undertaking a legal review and making a judicial determination.
He's also offered his own explanation as to why so many people are leaving the country.
The vast majority of those who fled did so out of fear. Fear was instilled in the hearts by the terrorists. Some hundreds of Muslim villagers recently left their homes and headed towards the border, notwithstanding the efforts of the regional authorities to persuade them to return to the villages.
The Muslim Rohingyas have faced decades of discrimination and persecution by the majority Buddhist population in Myanmar, where they're still denied citizenship despite centuries-old links in the country. More than 500,000 of them have fled to neighbouring Bangladesh in the past month since Rohingya insurgents attacked security posts near the border, triggering the government's fierce military retaliation. The international community is maintaining a united front on the issue. The UK's Deputy Permanent Representative to the UN, Jonathan Allen, says Myanmar's leaders now have a choice to end the violence, allow humanitarian access, and work with Bangladesh to help repatriate the refugees.
But should they fail to do so, they will find themselves on the wrong side of history. And this council must be ready to take further action.
Bangladesh, meanwhile, is becoming increasingly stretched, with the daily demand on its limited resources to look after the wave of refugees. Bangladesh's ambassador to the UN, Masood bin Momen, says another 20,000 people crossed the border last night.
With this fresh influx, Bangladesh is currently hosting over 900,000 forcibly displaced Rohingyas from Myanmar. This is an untenable situation, to say the least.
Myanmar says it's getting ready to verify the refugees who want to return, but it's unclear how many of them would be willing to go back home or would have the necessary documents to do so.
Barney Porter reporting.